Horseradish, a hot plant of many names, a podcast from the Garden of Medicinal Plants of the Royal College of Physicians of London by Anthony Dayan, a garden fellow. The horseradish, Armoracea rusticana, has had several other names in the past because it has been confused with other members of the cabbage family, in particular the radishes, Rafanus, and the charlox, Sinapis. All these plants have a characteristic hot, bitter, pungent flavour. The earliest use of the name horseradish is found in Gerard's Herbal of 1597, and the illustration and description there show that the plant we now call by that name. It was then mainly a garden plant in England, but it was sometimes found wild. Nowadays, there are no wild populations anywhere, except for feral escapees around populated areas. Gerard gives some of its other names, including mountain radish, great resort, and in the north of England, red coal. Parkinson's Theatrum Botanicum of 1640 said it was called green radish. Turner's Herbals, 1568, and Parkinson both point out that the plants described by Dioscorides and Pliny, both about 70 AD, were not good matches for horseradish and were probably the ordinary garden radish, Rafanus rafanistrum, subspecies sativus, and charlock, Sinapis arvensis. The genus name, Armoracea, may come from the old Celtic near the sea, as the wild plant favours damp soil. The origin of horse in its usual English name, horseradish, is disputed. It may be the Saxon horse, meaning strong, large or coarse, in reference to the size of the root and its pungent flavour. It could also represent an English misunderstanding of the German name Meerrettich. Gerard may have mistaken Meer for the German word Meere, an old horse, leading to horseradish. In East European countries, it is widely known as Chrain. Although not mentioned as such in the Bible, a rabbinical decision in the 13th century has made it the most popular replacement for lettuce as one of the bitter herbs eaten by Ashkenazi Jews at the start of Passover. Horseradish is a semi-hardy perennial that may have arisen in the recent past in southeastern Russia and neighbouring Persia and was only brought by man to central Europe early in the Middle Ages. As the small whitish flowers rarely produce fertile seeds, it is usually propagated by root cuttings. The sterility is due to various chromosomal abnormalities, typical of a hybrid. Use of the garden radish for culinary purposes in Europe has been noted over the past 2,000 years, as the grated or sliced root was described by Dioscorides in the 1st century BCE and Pliny about 70 AD for that purpose. It is not until the woodcuts of Fuchs in 1542, Matthiolus in the 1560s, and Peter Treveris, the great herbal of 1529, that we can be sure an author was describing true horseradish. As a flavouring, cooked with meat or fish, or mixed with wine or vinegar, and then added before the meat was cooked. The latter, as chrein, has long been common in Central and Eastern Europe, and emigrants have carried it to many Western countries. In England, it was regarded as a German condiment, and only came into common kitchen use from the 17th century onwards. Gerard recommended it as a mustard, and Parkinson said it was better called clown's mustard, being too strong for tender stomachs. It was occasionally used to induce vomiting. The Japanese wasabi has a similar hot taste, although it is a different genus. As horseradish is easier to grow in Japan, it has recently begun to displace wasabi. use of the grated or powdered root of horseradish in herbal medicine goes back probably to the 1st century AD, when Pliny recommended it to aid digestion, and Dioscorides, slightly earlier, wrote of it as a very hot herb and a diuretic. The learned German abbess Hildegard of Bingen recommended it for lung and heart diseases in the 12th century, and said that rubbing with a poultice of the leaves and roots could cure sciatica and baldness. Horseradish became important in some countries from the 16th century as a treatment for scurvy and worms, as well as venomous bites, headaches, baldness, freckles, epilepsy, gout, and when mixed with colocynth, for tinnitus. The college's Pharmacopoeia Londinensis of 1618 includes both the garden radish and horseradish, and the almost identical English translation of that in Culpeper's Physical Directory of 1649 stated that both plants could induce micturition and break renal stones. Culpeper added its use against scurvy and intestinal worms, and topically for aching joints, sciatica, and hard swellings of the liver and spleen. Linnaeus Materia Medica in 1749, calling it cochlearia, recommended it as a diuretic, as well as a treatment for scurvy, anorexia, edema, renal stones, and skin spots. And in 1782, under the name Cochlearia amaracea, he added malaria, headache, and arthritis. Similar general recommendations have been maintained until now, and, although not licensed as a traditional herbal medicine in Britain or Europe, herbalists still employ horseradish as a digestive aid and for coughs, bronchitis, high blood pressure, and edema. The smell and taste of horseradish are due to release of allyl isothiocyanate from the glucosinolate synuglin by the enzyme myrosinase in the plant, which is only released when the plant is injured. It is present in all parts of the plant, but most occurs in the root. As it is volatile, the flavour of horseradish preparations and the essential oil rapidly disappears unless they're stored in sealed containers or in an acid solution, for example in vinegar, as in Hrein. The plant probably synthesizes isothiocyanates to deter grazing animals and possibly biting insects. The difficulty of identifying plants from the minimal descriptions of 2 millennia ago and their changing names can make it difficult to disentangle the culinary and medicinal uses of horseradish versus the garden radish. In any case, the popularity of their bitter taste and hot mustard-like flavour has lasted for more than 2 millennia. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, displaying almost 1,100 plants on the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. During the period of social restrictions due to the pandemic, the garden and the college are closed, so the normal programme of public visits and guided tours has been cancelled. We hope they can soon be restarted. Details will be announced then on the main college website at rcplondon.ac.uk. Detailed information about the plants in the garden, including a searchable database about their histories, properties, and uses, is available at garden.rcplondon.ac.uk, where you will also find links to more information about the garden in podcasts, videos, publications, and the programme of annual lectures. The series of podcasts about the garden and many of its plants is directly available at rcpgarden.buzzsprout.com.